Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Velia Murillo. Velia, can you believe it? For nearly 20 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices? But please start though by telling us a little bit more about yourself, you know, your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Velia, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you so much. Well, first, a big congratulations to New Leaf on almost 20 years of helping people and organizations thrive. And once again, Paul, thank you for inviting me to share my thoughts with your audience. It's been a real pleasure getting to know you and your organization through our mutual work at the California PIRA HR Association. Again, thanks for having me. My name is Velia Murillo, and I have 25 years of leadership experience in a variety of roles, from Vice President of Human Resources to Head of Call Center Operations to Compliance Officer, and most recently, Global Head of People and HR. Today, I work as a consultant, where I handle areas such as client relations management and recruiting and talent acquisition. I also volunteer with nonprofits to mentor aspiring leaders and give back to the HR community. Much of my career has been spent building teams, processes, and departments from the ground up, particularly in startups. So, what are some best practices to help people and organizations be their best? I'm going to be sharing six best practices that have consistently made the biggest impact in organizations I've served. Number one, build leadership credibility through self-awareness. The best leaders model the behaviors they want to see. That means owning mistakes, being willing to learn, and willing to show this consistently. In HR, to support this effort, I've led quarterly leader reflection sessions and provided guidance on receiving feedback during 360 performance reviews. A self-aware leader builds trust, and trust is the foundation of high-performing teams. Number two, communicate with clarity and transparency. Having led global teams from the Philippines to Mexico to Armenia to Indonesia, I've learned that frequent, clear, and honest communication builds alignment, especially in dispersed teams. Whether the news is good or bad, say it timely. Use multiple channels of communication so that your messages land. Be purposeful during one-on-one sessions and honor focused time to have meaningful conversations. Recognize people who step up, but don't shy away from tough conversations. Silence creates confusion, but clarity creates focus. Number three, listen and act on feedback. Asking for feedback, whether with surveys, one-on-ones, or even town halls, is only half of the equation. Doing something with it, that's what builds credibility. Even if you can't adopt every single suggestion or idea, explain why. Closing the loop actively is key. So whenever feedback is collected, share what you've heard, what you will do, and why some suggestions may simply not be feasible. These actions show respect and build trust. Otherwise, employees simply stop sharing their voices. Number four, support and equip managers. Managers have the single biggest impact on engagement. And I'm sure you've seen it, I've seen it, in the headlines, it's everywhere. A recent Gallup mid-2025 research shows managers account for roughly 70% of the variance in team engagement, and just about 32% of employees report being engaged. So this is huge. Investing in manager growth by paying for them to attend training and development courses, but also by executives or heads of departments spending quality time with managers to guide them and to hear their challenges. This combination has a good return on investment. I've seen this translate into managers better supporting their teams and also making it a habit to encourage self-reflection and having executives lead by example. This gives managers something positive to emulate. In HR, I've reported on manager metrics, so from team engagement to retention to hold accountability. And I've also offered peer forums for mentoring and to support actively. So let's be leaders we wish we had when we were coming up in our careers. Number five, clearly celebrate wins, not just analyze those misses. We become really, really good at doing postmortems when things go wrong, but it's just as important to highlight what went right. When we analyze a win and share it across the organization, it creates a playbook for repeat success and it boosts morale. Having retrospectives, maybe sharing 2 to 3 stories of success and documenting lessons learned to replicate is a good resource for both current and new hires. And last, number six, always act with integrity. That means treating people fairly, holding standards, and making values-based decisions, even when they're uncomfortable. People will go the extra mile for leaders who see them as humans first. And over time, these actions of holding yourself and businesses in high standards of conduct, this sets the tone and defines your culture more than any policy will. So to sum this all up, these six practices I've seen implemented have put people at the center and they drive real engagement. When leaders do these things well, employees don't just show up. They lean in, contribute more, and help organizations exceed their boldest goals. I know it may sound simple, but in practice, it takes discipline and courage. The good news, every step you take in these areas strengthens trust, improves performance, and ultimately creates a workplace where people give their best. So, Paul, I hope these practices help the listeners.
Velia, thanks ever so much. I love those 6 points, really clear and concise. And I'm sure you've heard this phrase where they say, you know, things that seem like common sense are just not commonly practiced. And that's the whole piece of what I'm hearing you say there. If I could, just a shout out to the investors, shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. And Velia, could I offer you, as is our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Bring it, Paul, bring it.
It's so good to see you again, and I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with our audience.
Of course, my pleasure.
All right, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.